Je hoort naar Samer Dalet. Geen, we starten de Mishnah weer over again. Ha Pesach nishkat b'shloisha kitos. On Erev Pesach yifta chatzos. Metchila, it's 1:30 when they start to bring the Korban Pesach. Is it, there are three different times, three different groups come into the Beis Hamikdash, come into the Azora. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'shochatu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael. The Shech, the Korban Pesach, is kahal adas Yisrael. So Idashin kahal is like one time, one group. The Eda is another group. The Yisrael is a third group. So you have to have three groups coming into the Beis Hamikdash. We'll soon see in the Gemara how many you have to have at each group, at least. At least you have to have 30 people at each group. Is Yisrael, Beit of Yisrael. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, Yekal Beit of Yisrael. Nichna Sa Katsar Rishayna. First, the first group goes into the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash. Nismalo HaAzor. The Azor became full. In other words, they kept on coming in and in and in till it was full. Nialu Dalsus Azor. Then the doors were closed. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara where the doors closed by itself, it was a nace. Like that's how they knew how to stop. Or else, no, they needed somebody how to close the doors. But after the first group went in, they closed the doors. Is Tiko Hariya Batiko. They used to blow the shofar, first at Kiyah, then at Trua, then at Kiyah. Some said they did this b'shas, they'd say hello. Ha Kahanim Oimdim, the Kahanim now stood, Shura Shuras, lines. They made a line from the Mokim where they shechted the Korban Pesach and told them as Beach. Like you shech the korban here, and then you makabul the dam, you get the dam in the kli, and now you have to take this blood over to the mizbeach. So they didn't bother the kanim walking over to the mizbeach, but they had a whole line of kanim. They used to hand it one to the other, till it got to the mizbeach. So to make the maskana sagamara is it looked nicer this way. So you used to have a whole line full of them.
Why do you say that
the kiyah
was when they say
halal? That's what the before. We'll soon see. They used to say halal on their face. Uviyadayem bezichei, and in their hands each crane had bezichim buckets, kesev uvezichei zov. Some groups had gold ones, some groups had silver ones. Shura shakula kesev kesev. One line only worked with silver, with gold ones. Shura shakula kesev kesev. The one that had silver only had silver. The shura shakula zov zov. The one that only had gold worked with golds. Loihoyum urvin. They didn't mix them up. It looked nicer this way. Those that worked with gold buckets. Those that worked with silver. The bottom of each bucket did not have a bottom to it. Doesn't mean there was a hole. The blood would fall out. It means the bottom came to a point. It came to a point that the tzchilik is, you can't put it down to rest. If you let it rest, it spill right out. If it have a flat bottom, they could put it down to the rest. And then they were afraid maybe the Kohen will put it down and forget about it and the blood will get jelled, will get hard. They can't make this rikum. So they wanted Badavka, the Bezichim, the Bokas, to not have a flat bottom, but rather a pointed bottom that they couldn't put it down to rest with it. So Lloyd Loyhoyal of Zichim Shalayim. Each bucket did not have a nice flat bottom to it. Shema Yanichim Vikrush. Because we're afraid maybe the Kohen will put the bucket of dam down and in between it'll dry up a little bit, jelled up, and you won't be able to make a zrika with it. V'yikrosh Adam, Shochat Yisrael. So the Shechita is kosher even with the Yisrael. Doesn't mean Yisrael has to do it. The Kohen could do it also, but that's the Lacha Zar is kosher to do the Shechita even by Korban Pesach. The Kibul HaKohen. When it comes to the Mekabel the Dam, that's a din dafkin a Kohen. Then you dafkin need Kuna. A Kohen has to do that. That's the first avoid that you need a Kohen for, to be Mekabel, receive the Dam in the Bezichim. Noistu L'chaveru. Now usually the next avoid there is Halacha. You have to carry this bucket of blood from the Mokum of the Korban until the Mizbeach. Here, they didn't have to walk, but rather they passed it along one to the other. Noisa l'chaveru, chaveru, l'chaveru. O mekabu esamale, mole, each Kohen, he received first the full bucket of dam. O machzer esareken. And then he would pass back the empty one he got back from his front Kohen. O machzer esareken. Kohen ha-korv etzalam Mizbeach. Now they kept on handing it until the Kohen is all the way right in front of the Mizbeach. The Zorkoi Zrikachas. And he made his Zrika. The Gemara is going to be Medayik. There's two ways to throw the blood on the Mizbeach. Either you could be standing right next to the Mizbeach and just make a Shvicham, just pour off onto the Mizbeach. That's not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says Zorkoi Zrikachas. It means you have to be a little bit away from the Mizbeach, a few feet yet, and throw it onto the Mizbeach. That's called a Zrika. And the Zrika is done from the Kli itself. You didn't put your hands inside the dam. Only by a chatis does the pasuk says etzpa. It says the kohen puts his etzpa into the blood. But the other kabbonis, it just says zrikam. Zrikam means when you're holding the mezichim, the kli, you throw it from the kli, the dam goes onto the mezbeach. Which part of the mezbeach did they throw it on? Keneged ha-yisoid. It had to be to the sides of the mezbeach that there was the yisoid. The bottom amma was called the foundation of the mezbeach. That's called the yisoid. Now the foundation didn't go around on all four sides. It has to be only on the side, keneged ha-yisoid. Like Rashi says, keneged ha-yisoid. Beruchos on the sides, Sheva Mizrach, on the east side, Shoy Yisoy Tachtaim. On the east side of the Mizbeach, on the bottom, there was this Amma the Yisoy. Vezorek Liskifosin, and you throw it straight up on the Mizbeach, Shem Mizbeach, Vunayful Yisoy, it automatically falls down to the Yisoy. Or the Fi Shena Yisoy Makivasa Mizbeach. The Yisoy, the bottom foundation, didn't stick out on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Eles Hatzofin, Vyes Hamaruf. Only on the north and the west side. Kedam Masech Demidus. Lakach Hutzrach Leimon Kenegar Yisoid. Only to a place that has the Yisoid. We'll see more in the Gemara exactly where's Kenegar Yisoid. But you have to throw it to the side that has the Yisoid there. Now, this was the first Kas. Yotzes HaKas Rishon, the first group, when they finished doing the Korban Pesach, they went out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichnas HaKas Shniya. Then the second group came in, and they did the same thing. Yotzes HaShniya, then the second group went out. Then the third group came in. The same avodah that you did by the first one, you blew the shofars and the kan and passed along the buckets, the same thing they did by all three. Now, koru es hallel. The shas that were bringing the korban pesach, the levium was saying hallel. On their face, the shas should bring the korban pesach, there's an Indian to say hallel. That's what I said before, the mefarshim say that used to blow the shofar also, the shas were saying hallel. Is Korah Hallel, they said Hallel. In Gomru, if while this whole group was still doing the Korban Pesach, they finished saying the Levium, finished saying the O Hallel, is Shonu, they started saying Hallel a second time. V'im Shonu, they finished Hallel a second time. Shilshu, if they had a lot of people there, a few thousand people went in at a time, so it took a long time to do all the Kabbonis, so even though the Levium finished saying Hallel once, they'll start over again at the beginning of Hallel, they'll start a third time. Is Afal Pish, so the Mar Afal Pish Lo Shulshim Yemein, even though it never happened that they had to say Hallel three times. It's either there were never that many people, or the Kohanim worked very fast, or else the Levium said Hallel very slow. One of the three things. That Kohanim never happened, they had to say it over three times. We have Yehudu Waimeh, Miyameim at his times, Miyameim Shokash Lishis, Liyagi Levyahafto Kiyishma Hashem. And by the time the third group came in, even the first time, they didn't even finish Hallel once. They didn't even get to Levyahafto Kiyishma Hashem. Mefnei Shamam Watan. It's in this time there weren't that many people coming to the base of Mikdash already. The Am was small, they didn't have that many people coming. Yeah. Even the first time by the third group going in there, there weren't that many people left over. So Melo, they never even got to Bahafti the first time. So tomorrow now, Mishnah, Kemaseyo Bechoyol, Kach Maseyo Beshabbos. The same way if Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, you do all these things, the same thing as it comes out on Shabbos. Because a Korban Pesach is doing for Shabbos, you do all these avodas on Shabbos. Ela, what was the difference? Shekahanem madichem es hazorim. The Kohanim used to wash the floors on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, used to wash the floor. Shleib rotzik hachomim. The Chomim were not masking to that. The Chomim hold it's also to wash the floor, even in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. And the Kohanim didn't listen to Chomim. They did it. We'll see in the Gemara, what's the Shaila, what's the Issa to wash the floor. So Rashi says, how do they wash the floor? Shama samayim alechas tazora. There's always a stream of water going through the azora. No, gashoy rotzum ladiach azora. They wanted to wash the floor. Poikikim es nekev yitziyosam. There used to be a place where the water would always flow out. There used to be a stream going through the azora, through the Beis HaMikdash. It would come in here and go out at the other end and continues going out. They wanted to get the whole azara full of water. They would clog up the hole where the water goes out and let all the water keep on piling up. And then they were able to wipe the floor, clean the floor. So the Kohanim used to do this even on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. They wanted to have the Beis HaMikdash clean. And the Chum said that was also now let to wash the floor on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara what the issue is. Vaitam. We have Yehudu Haim, another thing they did. Yehudu Haimer. Kais hoya memalei midama tarubas. There was a lot of blood on the floor of the Azara. They used to Knei Nehara Shech so many kavanas there. Everybody brought a Korban Pesach. We'll see later, Mamish says the Kohanim used to walk, and their ankles were up to blood. The blood was so high in the Azara, the Mamish, up to the ankles the blood came. There's a lot of blood on the floor in the Azara, while they were shechting the Karm Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim was, they should always take now one cup, one kais of blood from the floor, and make his reek a third round of Mizbeach. He's kais hayim amal, they used to fill up one kais, midam atrubis, he's a kais, a klisharis, of the zichim, from the dam on the floor, and zorkus rikachas, al gabi amizbeach. They would throw it al gabi amizbeach. Because the pshat was, they were afraid, maybe from one, there were so many thousands of korban pesach they brought, maybe from one korban pesach, after the kayin received the dam in the bezichim, maybe the whole bezich fell on the floor. All the blood fell on the floor. And the kayin didn't make a zrik yet from that korban. So that korban is possible. So in case that happened, there's a takona. That the takona is now, from all the blood on the floor, take one kais, and usually we say yesh bila. Yesh bila means any little bit liquid falls into liquid, it always gets mixed up equally. So any part of dam, any cup full, you'll pick up, there's a drop there from any dam that fell in there. So if you're going to take this kais and throw it on the Mizbeach, Mamonashach, a drop of dam that came out of that korban that the kohen spilled by mistake, the blood on the floor, is now going on the Mizbeach. So therefore you're making a zrika that would help for a korban that its dam was spilled on the floor. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The chum say, no, that's not a good etza. The chum hold, no, Mamonashach, that dam is bottle braid. On the tzad v'koyin, by mistake, spilled out one cup full of dam and didn't make his rika, that dam is going to fall on the floor and get both the bread with the other hundreds of gallons of blood that's on the floor ready. So Chum say it won't help you anymore to make his rika now, because it's both the bread, but doesn't help you. The view the sheet is that min b'min is not bottle. Blood is not bottle with blood. It's always considered like the dam is there. We'll see in the Gemara. Therefore, you can make his rika. How did they hang after they made the shechita? Now you have to skin it in order to get the emurim, to get the fat out of the korban to be makter it. Is ketzah tolin? How do they hang the behema? While you skin it, you have to hang it. Umashitin and skin it. On kliyos shal barzel hoyo kavuyim. They used to have hooks made out of metal, metal hooks hoyo kavuyim b'ksol that was hanging on the walls uvamudim and on sticks. Shebehem tolin. That there they used to toila hang the behemoths, the korban pesach, umashitin and skin them. Is kol mi shem loy mokum litlois? Let's say they were so crowded that day, so many kabonis, they didn't have any hooks left over to hang your korban pesach, umashitin and to skin it. Is makolais dakim? They used to have skinny sticks, v'chalokim, they used to make them smooth, used to peel them off. Hoyushum. Get two kahanim together. I'll put one side on my shoulder and the other side on your shoulder, and in between we'll hang the korban on the string, in the stick in between, and somebody else will come and start skinning it. This is the way you'll hang the korban pesach. Umashitin, you'll skin it. Reb Lezer Oimer, what about Yudalit Shechal Lias B'Shabbos? Let's say Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. So what do you do then if there wasn't enough hooks? Maniach yodi al-ketav chaveirim. The son of first learned if there wasn't enough hooks on Shabbos, you weren't allowed to use these sticks, because these sticks were muksa. Rashi says, and yochol esakana makolis. Mashma, in a case where you didn't clean the sticks beforehand. So you don't have any clean sticks now to peel the stick, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the kids, for some reason, you're not allowed to use these sticks on Shabbos. So if you don't have enough hooks, what do you do with your behemoth? Is maniach yodnoi aketav chaveroi. Stam, I put my hand on my friend's shoulder, and he puts his hand on my shoulder. Aketav chaveroi, v'yad chaveroi, aksefai. And his hand goes on my shoulder, like this. V'toyla, we hang the korban pesach on top of our two hands, umashitoi. And then another kayin comes and starts to skin it. Koreyo, they rip the skin. V'itziyo esemura. You'll have to rip it or cold put them enough to the breast to get the fats out of it. And nosno b'magis, as soon as they took the fats out of the korban that you have to burn on the mizbeach, they put it into this kli, this kararashi says, type of a plate called the magis, the yaktirin agabi mizbeach. And then they took this kli and threw the fats on top of the mizbeach and burnt them. All this was done on Erev Pesach, even if it came out on Shabbos. Yotzetzah kasa rishayna. Now when it got finished on Shabbos, so on Shabbos they were not allowed to take the korban, the meat, home with them and carry it home. Usually, if Erev Pesach came out on the weekday, after the Kohen was mocked there, put the fat on Gabi Mizbeach, every Yisrael took his korban with him and went home and had to roast it. You had to roast the carbon, the whole carbon altogether. You couldn't cut it up in pieces. You're supposed to roast the carbon Pesach, the whole bane, the whole lamb together. What about if it came out on Shabbos? Shabbos you can't carry, so you can't walk with your carbon home. So on Shabbos, Yotzei Sakasa Rishonim. The first cast, the first group, they went out v'yoshvelo b'harabayis, and they sat on the harabayis. They waited there until night, until they walked home with the Korban Pesach. Shania, what about when the second group got finished on Shabbos? V'chayil. They waited in the Chayil, another place in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yashlishis, when the third group got finished, b'mkayim ha'medis, the mamish waited there, where they finished their avodah. Chashecha, when it came at night time, moitzoi Shabbos, now it's Pesach by night, yotzo, they all went home with the Korban Pesach, v'tzolo es pischayim. Then they first roasted the Korban Pesach when they went home at night. It's yontif, you're allowed to roast. They roasted their meat, and then they ate it by the Seidah Pesach by night. This is the Seidah how they brought the Korban Pesach. What? Yeah. Why didn't they have an Erev, you mean, there? Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. If I say at least at this time they didn't have an Erev there. I mean, even if you have a chayim with them, the rabbanon though is still in Nisa though. Mishalot they made an Erev chumim. You still have to make an Erev chaseris. Even if you have a chayim around, you still have to make an Erev chaseris. Could be for some reason this time they didn't have an Erev there. So I'm not sure. That's what Rashi says though. On Shabbos come, Mashlohoi yicholim lohulich b'tcheil b'tzayin. They couldn't carry it home. Maybe it's muksa. Maybe another time will be muksa. Maybe meat on Shabbos. That's a shayla. Meat on Shabbos if it's muksa or not. Maybe Korban Pesach would be muksa because it's carbon you can't eat raw. The svaras time it could be like that. Regular, usually paskin raw meat is not muksa because there are some people that eat raw meat. It's questionable about the man is that today if it's still muksa or not. Some want to say it's still not muksa because there are some people that eat raw meat. But maybe a Korban Pesach you're not allowed to eat raw. There's an aveirum. You're only allowed to eat it cooked. So this meat, since you're not allowed to eat it raw, right now it's muksa. It's not royal klum. So therefore you're not allowed to touch it. But Rashi's mashkin not allowed to carry it home. All right. When at night? Not night, no. But you can cook it now. It's usable. That's not. It's usable, though. On Yontif, right now, they could use it to make it edible. It's not muksa. On Yontif, for sure, it's not muksa. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchok. Ein ha-pesach nishchat ela begimel kitas shel shloshim shloshim b'dayodim. Each group going in had to be of 30 people. My timer, kahal v'eidah v'yisroel. It says these three lishenis. So even though each one really means only 10, kahal should mean 10 people, the Yedah should mean 10 people, the Yisrael should mean 10 people. So really, if you hold it means three separate groups, all you should have to have is just 30, 10, 10, and 10. So why does he say 30? Because Mesafklon, he's Mesupik. What's behind this Pasik? Iba Vafachet. Does it mean at one time you have to have three groups of 10 people going in? That means you have to have 30 people at one time. In other words, you're never allowed to go into the Azara to do the Korban Pesach unless you have with you 30 people. Oy, the other side is no. The pasuk means to say you have to have taka three different groups going in, one after another, and each one has to be at least 10. So we had a suffix, what's beyond the pasuk? Hilkach, therefore, vin and shalosh kitos. Lechumra, you have to have three different groups. Maybe the pasuk means three separate groups. But maybe also the pasuk means all these three together, so that means you can never go in less than 30 at a time. Therefore, shalshleshim shleshim b'nayodim. Therefore, the Chumra, at each time when you're going in, you always have to have 30 people going in. You can't have less than that. And also, we have to do it at three different times. Because if the pshat from this pasuk is kal v'yadas v'yisrael just means at one time all these 30 people have to go in, you have it. And if the pasuk means no, it's three different times and only 10 at a time, so if you have more than 10 of other, it's good. Hilkach, therefore, another answer is like this. If you only have 50 people there, it's also good. How do you have it? The Eilat Losin. First, let 30 people go in. The Avdi. They do their Korban Pesach. So 30 people going in, for sure, you're allowed to go in 30. But even if you say it means all three together, that means you have to have at least 30 people at one time, so you have 30 at one time. But maybe the Pesach means, though, Ze'achazer. So the answer is, the Eilat Yasura. Now out of the first 30, let 10 of them go away and let another 10 come in. So far you only used 40 people. And the second time again you have 30 people in there. Now, Eili Asura, Venafki Asura. For the third one, the same thing. Let 10 people leave and a new 10 come in. So the kids are using 50 people. They could have it there at three different times. Each time you have 30 people. This is the least amount of people that you're allowed to come in to do the Pesach Korban Pesach with. So he's Masupik. Does the Pesach mean that each time you have to have 30 people there? Or the Pesach means no, you have to have at least 10 at three different times. So the Chumrah, any time you go in there, you always have to have at least 30 people with you. So the first group went in there. Itmar Abaye Rama Ninalu Tanan. The doors closed by themselves. It was a nest. Rav Rama Noyelam Tanan. No, they had to close the doors. My benai lemismechanisim. Could you be samech on a nest? That's the shaila. So Rashi learns to be samech on a nest means like this: that according to Abaye, that the doors closed by themselves, they used to walk in and walk in and walk in, and they didn't stop walking until the doors closed. So I mean, you be samech on a nest. Because if everybody's going to walk in the first shot, maybe there's going to be nobody left to make a second group and a third group. So how could you keep on walking in? Teresis was tamech on a nais. A nais is going to happen that when the door is going to close, there are for sure going to be enough people to come in a second time and to come in a third time. Therefore, nobody has to be there to close the doors. Rabbi says, no, you're not tamech on a nais. We have to have foresight. Look what's going on here. You only have 100 people outside there. Let 30 of them come in now, close the doors. Then let another 30 in, close the doors. Then another 30 in. So that's the shalom kudim sarnuch on a nes or not. Abayi Rama Ninlu Tanan, the doors closed by themselves. Kama Diyali Mali. As long as they wanted to come in, they're allowed to come in. They didn't have to have any foresight. Nobody stopped them from coming in. The Samchina Nanisa, the sarnuch on a nes, that there'll be enough for have another two groups coming in afterwards. Rava Rama Noilim Tanan. They had to close the doors themselves. For Lai Samchina Nanisa, you're not sarnuch on a nes. You have to make sure there'll be enough people left over to have another two groups. So stop them and close the doors when you see it's fit. For the Gemara Behodet, now that we learn. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said the Gemara Brochis, Chas v'sholom sh'akavya be'malalo nisnada. It was a shalom if they put akavya be'malalo into nidui. Here's a shalom in the Gemara that one man they said that a ger can't make a soita. You're not mashke a soita. Soita nish, that's a ger. There's no din ashko a soita. So they asked, they said, Arayef and Aftalion did Soita. So Yehuda, Akavi ben Mahal answered back, Shemayev Aftalion, they goofed with Gerim. So like he made fun of them. Since they were Ger, that's why they made a Soitis. So Gemara there, one man says, since he was Mavazah, Shemayev Aftalion, they put Akavi ben Mahal into Nidui. The Yehuda says, no, Chas v'sholom, that didn't happen. They never put Akavi ben Mahal into Nidui. Why? Shein Azoran and Elis, Al Kol Odin v'Yisrael b'Chochmo v'Yirashet, the doors never closed in the base of Midian, never Pesach. To anybody, Kakavya ben Malalo. Only for Akavya ben Malalo. For him, it's the only times the nest happened, the doors closed. Mashmah, when he wasn't there, a nest never happened. So, Chur, it's a kash according to both of them. It's a kash and Abayi and a kash according to Rava. So, Mar says, Abayi matar to time in, Rava matar to time in. Abayi matar to time in. It means like this. Ain't the Azura, there's never anybody in the Azura. Bishor sheninala, I'll call Adam Yisrael. At the time when the nes happened, that the doors closed in the Beis Hamikdash on Erev Pesach, the Chochmah of Yerushet Kakavim Bemahalalo. Just means to say, when the doors closed by nes, when people, you look inside, who was the greatest person inside the Beis Hamikdash? Kakavim Bemahalalo. He was the greatest person. So that's the reason why the Yehuda says the Zichur would not put him into Nidui. Rover Matasa Taimei. Nein Ein Biazorah Bishor Shenoilim. It doesn't mean when the doors closed by itself. No, at the time when they used to close the doors, at that time, Shanel Moisa Kol Yisrael B'Chochmah V'Yirashet Chakav Ben Malalo. At the time when they used to close the doors, you didn't find anybody in the Beis Hamikdash so chashiv as Chakav Ben Malalo. So there's no raya. So good to Merablas without a raya to either one. Tana Rabbanan Meir Lomna Nesmai Chodem Yazoro. Nobody ever got pushed around, squashed in the Beis Hamikdash on Erev Pesach, even though there's so many people coming in. Chutz VePesach Echad, except from one Erev Pesach. Shoyimei Hillel. It was the times of Hillel. Shenismayich bezokin echad. One out the yid, one zokin, got squashed, got pushed in. Vayakoranoisai Pesach Muchin. So everybody called, this Pesach is called the squash Pesach. Because one guy got squashed in the base of English. Spices Poshim means it's the Hebrew, it's how nice the yid more than. Even though there were thousands and thousands of people going in there, nobody ever pushed anybody else. Just one time somebody got pushed. Tana Rabbonin. Pa machas bikesh agrifes hamelech. Litin einav bialuch sel Yisrael. One time this Russia, Agrippa Samelach, wanted to give an ayin hara, like he wanted to count to see how many yidin there are. He wanted to get rid of them. He wanted to know how many yidin there are. His omelet of Kohen Gadol, he told the Kohen Gadol, Tein e nechabe peschein. I want you to count every Korban Pesach you do on Erev Pesach. Let me know how many Korbanos you brought. So how did he do that? Nota kulya mikol echad. He took out one kidney from each Korban Pesach. Venim tzusham, at the end of the day, you know how many kidneys he had? Shishim ribuye zuge kluyas. 600,000 pairs of kidneys. Keflayim, double the amount, kiyetzim mitzrayim. Because it says pashtim means he took out one kidney from each Korban. So he has 600,000 pairs, that means two times 600,000. So twice the amount of how many people went out of Mitzrayim. Chutz, mitamei, the people that were tameim then didn't have to bring the carbon. They were excluded. Vishaya b'derech rechayk, or else if a person was far away, couldn't come to Yerushalayim, also he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he waited to Pesach Sheni. Now, this is how many psachim they brought. Now, how many people were included to each carbon Pesach? Every person didn't bring his own carbon Pesach, because he couldn't eat all the meat. So you had to have a few people gathered together on each carbon. The yain lechol kol pesach for pesach shlonimnu olav yoiser meyasor bnei yodim. At least 10 people were included on each carbon pesach. So Imam Ashad, 2 times 600,000 times 10. That's how many yidden there were. Not even exactly. Vayakorin oisay pesach mubin. This year was called a big pesach. Hey, there was a lot of yidden there that year. That year was a special year. There had a lot of yidden going. Fred Gemara Kasha. It says, how did he count them? Not a kulya. He took out a kidney. How can he do that? The kidneys is part of the emurim. It's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. How could he take out the kidneys? And the Gemara, the Hodam Aftalu, after he took them out and counted them all, he put them all together and threw them all together on the mizbeach, burnt them all together. For the Gemara, no. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yaktiru. He has to burn it. Shlo yarev chelbav shalzeh. Bezeh. Each carbon has to be burned separately. You can't burn two carbonas together. So how could he burn all the kidneys together? And the Gemara Chanami, the Hoda Maktalu Chodav Choda. They took all these two times 600,000 pairs of kidneys and burnt them one after another. I don't know how to find them, but they burnt them one after another. But they were still not good. For Tanya, the Pasuk says, Vehektirom. What does that mean? Sheyekula Kechod. That when you burn the kishkas, the part of the emurim that you're supposed to burn all the emurim together. Now you can't just burn the kidney by itself. Like all the fats, the part of the carbonate that you're supposed to burn, you have to have it all together and throw it on the mizbech at one time. So how can he take these kidneys and even burn it later one? It's no good. Elad tert like this. Avada tfisa b'yalma d'shokru menayim. When he shechted the carbon, before he took out the kidney, he didn't really take out the kidney by itself. He was just holding on to the kidney. Like to show, he had a guy standing next to him. Adiyoivin le midiachrini. He had a guy standing next to him, and that guy was playing, Rashi says, with nuts or with beans. And the guy said, here's a kidney, okay, take out a bean. Here's another kidney, take out another bean. And at the end, they counted up the beans. That's what they counted. They counted 600,000 beans. But really, just as a mushel, when he shechted each cover and took out the kidneys, he told his next fellow there, this kidney count one. This kidney count one. But Avadi left the kidney there in his place, and when it came, they, like we said before, they opened up the kishkes, put it all into this kara, and then they threw those things on the mizbech and burnt the emurim the way you're supposed to. Right. The Kanim used to stand in a whole row from the korbin until the mizbech. For the more of my time, what do you have to have a whole row? Ilayma dilma the shakli the haba. Umayla the kasbom. Maybe one will take the gold and give back the silver. Hochinami dilma shakli bar mosa and umayla bar meya. So even if you have a row of all the gold together and all the silver together, the sound there were bigger ones and smaller ones. So if you tell me that's not nice, like you first receive a better one, and then take a smaller one. Like Rashi says, it's malam b'kodesh reimaridim. If you take something better, then you can't take something less. So we're afraid if you first take something gold, you're not allowed to take something silver. So the question is, no, even if you have a whole row just the silver ones, but there are bigger ones and smaller ones, let's be afraid. First you receive the bigger one, then you're not allowed to receive a smaller one. So that's not the halacha, you are allowed to. Teretizel the halacha shapetzvein. It looks nicer this way, Mepharshim say. Shapatvei just means it looks nice. It looks nice if the whole row of Karnim, they're all working with golden kalim, and this whole row is working with silver kalim. Stam, it looks nicer. Since it looks nicer, that's why they had the shuras this way.